Good afternoon, Rotarians. I'm so pleased to once again have the opportunity to speak before you today on this year's theme, Imagine. Just a heads up, though, by the end of my speech, you're probably going to be tired of hearing the word Imagine. But I digress. I first began my writing this year by listening to Rotary International President Jennifer Jones's speech that included the theme announcement. She touched on several different topics, but she always drew back to how Rotary can change the world by focusing on its fundamental pillars. I would like to reiterate those today by quoting President Jones. You don't imagine yesterday. You imagine tomorrow. Imagine a world without polio. Imagine a world with clean water for everyone. Imagine a world free of disease. A world where every child learns to read. Imagine kindness and hope and love. I firmly believe that her message applies to our everyday lives and how we can impact our community so that the world we know and live in will no longer be a figment of our imagination. Before I begin to focus on more specific impacts that Rotary has and could continue to have, I want to describe the pillars I mentioned earlier more specifically. Rotary's mission statement is to provide service to others, promote integrity, and advance world understanding, goodwill, and peace through our fellowship of business, professional, and community leaders. Their strategy for this is more so demonstrated through their seven pillars. And this is a bit of a mouthful. Promoting peace, fighting disease, providing clean water, sanitation, and hygiene, improving conditions for mothers and children, eradicating illiteracy and supporting education, growing local economies, and protecting the environment. Each of these is consistently demonstrated in our own club as well as globally. While total illiteracy may not seem like a prevalent issue in the United States, over 775 million people in the world over the age of 15 are considered illiterate, completely illiterate. So to put that in a little bit of a perspective, that is 17% of our entire population. While many areas of the world are working to provide resources to increase literacy rates across the board and decrease gender disparity in education, many clubs still search for ways to fulfill the pillar of supporting education. For example, Princeton Rotary Club is well known for supporting our school system with the free reading program, which is to encourage students kindergarten through sixth grade ages, and it includes 266 units and over 3,600 interactive learning activities. Of course, the Rotary Speech Competition is geared towards high school students and is very beneficial in terms of requiring us to dig deeper into what our community does for us and provides an experience to better our speaking skills and earn money for college or career pathways. Another opportunity specifically for high school seniors is the scholarship, which is a word I have become increasingly familiar with, as Ms. Barnes could testify. The Rotary Club consistently provides these resources and opportunities for our students to either utilize inside the classroom or to pursue an education outside of high school. By this, Rotary is providing opportunities to the future of our community to imagine more possibilities for themselves as well as for our Commonwealth. Speaking of opportunities, Rotary is renowned for the opportunities it provides on a local level as well as internationally. As two of the pillars of Rotary focus attention towards mothers and children, as well as another on eradicating illiteracy, it is notable to mention the fact that a group of five young women are being provided by the Rotary Club a platform to speak our ideas and on the community and how ourselves can imagine change. As I listened to President Jones's speech on the theme, I decided to look more on her background in Rotary specifically, as well as some of her accomplishments and mission statements for the year. Something I didn't realize is she's the first female president in the history of the Rotary International. She has received the Service Above Self Award and the Rotary Foundation Citation for Meritorious Service. And she has raised awareness and hundreds of millions of dollars to eradicate disease, support peace, and provide clean water and sanitation, just as Rotary aims to do. An expert storyteller, as several Rotarians describe, She inspires hope and promise and motivates people to take action. She stated in one of her addresses that Jones will continue past Rotary International President Shekar Mehta's Girls Empowerment Initiative, recognizing that empowered girls become empowered women. Rotary Club opens space for equal representation and spotlights the ability of accomplished Rotarians, men and women alike. But making a difference, and assemble strong individuals for the purpose of not just imagining, but making a difference in the world around us. I know for a fact that I continue to be inspired by the amazing women and men that Rotary has shined a light upon. And I hope to be a contributing Rotarian in the future, as well as to be able to give back to the organization that has given me so much. As I started imagining what direction I would take this in, I knew from the start that a theme like Imagine would have so many possibilities in store. I wanted to discuss how Rotary empowers women specifically because of how I have been impacted by Rotary. Changing dynamics and providing opportunities for women in education, households, and the workplace is a movement that Rotary is a front runner in, and I cannot imagine the possibilities of what a successful and commendable club like yours could achieve. Thank you.